972-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. It's your thinking that is the controlled access. You riding high, and the first thing you come in, and the boss is got a bad attitude. And he's trying to put you on the carpet for something that happened last week. Wasn't your fault. Y'all understand what I'm saying here? On Monday. But see, he's trying to get into the gate. He's trying to get access into your thinking. First of all, to affect your attitude. Because see, right now you're flying high with the eagles. And can't nothing stop you now. But then all this negativity come and bombarding the gate. But see, if you don't open the gate... If you don't open the gate, it just kind of reflects, it just kind of ricochets off of you back to him. But now, if you don't control your thinking and you allow, see, it's the place of controlled access. Amen. Now the devil gets up into your stuff. And guess what he starts to do? He starts to loosen everything up. He starts to loosen stuff up, and before you know it, you scatter it everywhere. Yeah. You know, the devil attacking you everywhere. They coming in everywhere. One thing, if it ain't one thing, it's another. All hell done broke loose. Why? You gave him access. Amen. Yes, tighten it up again. But the moment you regroup, and get back there, he ain't got no access now. He's trying. And you know what? When you stay like that, when you spend your time in meditation, you might have had a rough day, you know, and seemed like he's trying to get into the gate, but he ain't got in there yet. And so you go back into prayer before God. And you go back into your meditation. You get renewed in your strength. Guess what? It's the controlled access. That's the only way in is the gate. The city had walls. Jericho had walls and had moats. You could raise 6 chariots around the top of the walls of Jericho. That's how wide the walls were. You couldn't get in there. The only way you could get in is through the gates. Amen. So your gate, you can sit down. Thank you very much. The gates. Come on, the gate. Your thoughts act as a gatekeeper. It's the place of controlled access to a walled city. Now, when we talk about control, we can talk about it in one of two ways. Control, in a good sense, is when God is controlling things. Even though He won't control your choices. He gives you freedom of choice, but yet he's sovereign and he's providential. But the negative aspect of control is when people try to control you or you try to control others. You're wasting your time. You're going to give yourself a headache. You're fighting a battle can't be won. Amen. God never called you to control people. He did tell you to control you, control your thoughts. You can't control how people think. Amen. You can't control what people do. But at the gate, the issue, there are two issues at the gate. One issue is the issue of control. Who is going to control your gate? In other words, when we talk about control, God is not going to make you do anything. But when you take God's opinion, his view, above your view, and you take his thoughts, he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. As high as the heaven is above the earth are my ways from your ways. But so then I have to exchange some of my thinking, because my thinking many times is based upon what I've experienced. You could tell somebody, you know, don't ever go to that restaurant. Man, I got the worst service. The food was bad. You know, the table wasn't clean when I got there. But you know what? They might have fired that waitress. And that cook, too. That was your experience. Now they made me a 5-star. Well, you understand what I mean? But now you on lock. Never to go there again because of what you experienced. And that's just how the enemy works. That's just how he operates. But see, God won't control that. God wants to keep your spirit free. There's some stuff you've tried, you failed at. Help me out here, Holy Ghost. Well, I tell you, that 8:30 service is on fire. There's some stuff you've tried that you failed at before. And you've purposed in your heart, I'll never try that again. I'll never do that again. I'll never go that way again. And sometimes God wants you to do it over. Help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes God don't want you to be afraid to fail. Because you failed once doesn't make you a failure. Because that didn't work back then doesn't mean it ain't going to work now. But see what happens, you're thinking. You get on lock. Sometimes people form opinions about you. Never met you before. Well, I heard. I'll never go there. I heard. But then when you meet the person, it's like you shamed. You have to repent. Lord, I thought this person was like this. Nothing like that at all. But you had heard, you had formed an opinion. At the gate is where you have to relinquish your control. Let me tell you something. Even people that have not treated you well, and you know they've not treated you well, at the gate, in order for you to cross over into what God has, you have to drop that judgmental attitude. I'm not saying play boo-boo the fool. You know what I mean? If they owe you $10,000, don't give them another $10,000. Right. Pray for them, you know. I stand with you, brother. You understand? But you have to drop some things as it pertains to how you think. It makes you vulnerable. Peter asked the Lord, he said one time, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive this brother of mine? Seven times? He said, no, Peter, seven times 70. In other words, I want you to change how you think. I want you to change your attitude. Now, this is at the gate or at the threshold where we begin to relinquish control. Because, see, sometimes it's snug and comfortable for you to hold a grudge. Help me out, Holy Ghost. Somebody say, amen. Amen. I said, sometimes it's smug and comfortable because it make you feel right. Because you holding a grudge. You not forgiving. And they were wrong. God didn't say forgive when they wrong. Or, you know what I mean? God didn't say just forgive them when you know you right. Or when you wrong. He said, forgive them no matter what. You know, in other words, there's no condition involved there. If they come and say, I'm sorry, then we cool. What if they never come and say they're sorry? You going to walk around with that poison in your system? Holy Ghost. It's at the threshold, the crossing over where the Lord has already gone, that the issue of control is important. If you're going to make it to the other side, to the place of inheritance, to the place of blessing, to the realm in which the baby inside of you is about to be birthed into, you must relinquish control. Some are very uncomfortable if some things are done in a way that they've never done them before. Even in church sometimes, you know, that's not the way we do church. Well, how do you do church? Yeah, really. You know, people get uncomfortable. If you look around, and it's not a bad thing, but we are creatures of habit. I could look toward a section and see if somebody's here. Most of the time, I know the section they sit in. I know the seat that they sit in. The little imprint is the same imprint. All they need to do is put the name on there. But nothing wrong with that. It's just that we are creatures of habit. But when God is about to birth something new, take you somewhere you've not been, then the access or the issue of control, because see, God already knows where he wants you to go. He's already prepared a place. He already has stuff set for you, but he has to have control. Do you understand what I mean? He's not going to manipulate you or drive you. It's something that you yield freely. And God won't take it. He'll receive it. In other words, his opinion or his view versus our opinion. That's simply what I'm saying. It's very important because at the threshold, there's the issue of control. There's a risk. Tell somebody there's a risk involved. Come on, tell them there's a risk you are called to take. That risk that you are called on to step into is the risk of letting go of what you know. Of letting go of what you know and trusting God to get you across. Let me tell you something. Whenever I say it this way, whenever you are willing to take a leap, whenever the lepers were willing to take a risk and they stepped into a realm of God they knew nothing about, but that was exceeding prosperous. The woman and the unjust judge. She'd gone to the judge, and the judge didn't fear God. Listen, and he didn't fear man. In other words, this woman who was a widow and the least in society didn't have a chance. She said, "Avenge me of my adversary." He told her, "Get out of his courtroom." He did that numerous times. Now, if she had of just gone by what she knew going back into that courtroom, he was going to say, "Get out." But see, she relinquished control. She wasn't going by what she knew. She knew that there was a kairos. There was something driving her back to that courtroom. In other words, it was God taking over now. The man didn't fear God, didn't fear man. So you know for her to go up against him, it couldn't have been her. Because he'd already told her no numerous times. But because she relinquished what she knew and she took a leap of faith into trusting God, at that appointed time, at that kairos, God took that man's heart. How many know the king's heart is in God's hand? Whithersoever he will, he'll turn it. That woman kept going, and all of a sudden, that man could not stand up against her. She left what she knew, just was persistent. Avenge me. And then he said, finally, this woman has wearied me with her continual coming. That was the kairos. See, God had gone before her. He knew what was going to happen, but she had to relinquish control. See, sometimes you hadn't struck the arrows enough. You know what God is saying to you, but you only hit it once. You expect something to happen. God says, no, get down on your knee. And get them arrows and hit them arrows and hit them arrows until you break them all up.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 45 of Mega Grace. Grace, the birthing place, part 2. You must take control over your spirit so you're not like a city broken down and without walls, giving access to just anything coming in and out. Don't get hung up in worry, frustration, discouragement, or even depression. Don't position yourself to give up or even to give in. Position yourself to win. When you carry the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, the birthing process is a picture of your greatest breakthrough.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.